Welcome to the August 12th, 2006 edition of Nikonian's News Flash. I'm your host, Jessica O'Dell. Now, I'd like to start off this week's News Flash with a little bit of information about us. Yep, that's us at the Nikonian's community. Now, we are a non-for-profit community for film and digital photographers, and we help out with information, skills, and all sorts of other stuff related to photography. Now, we are non-for-profit, which means that all of the revenues get reinvested back into the community. Now, revenues, that means membership. We want you guys to be members. And so to encourage this a little bit more, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about us. We have a mission at Nikonian's, and that is to provide a friendly, creative, and inspiring atmosphere for ambitious photographers and demanding imaging professionals, where there's room for each person, each photographer, to learn and to grow. Our vision is to be the worldwide home for all Nikon photographers, regardless of expertise and location. Now, we want every Nikon user to come and join us. To come check out our community, look for advice, ask questions, post pictures, and just get to know other Nikon photographers and learn all there is to learn. Now, to do this, we need your help. Membership supports us and keeps us running. So how can you help? Well, the first and easiest way is to become a paying member. Now, silver membership starts at just $25 a year. Not too expensive at all when you think about it. You get gallery space and nifty perks like, access to the who's selling and who's buying. Basically, the classified ads. You get to go there and maybe get a good deal on some equipment, maybe sell off some older equipment that you'd like to go to another good Nikon user. You can also buy some of your gear from our Photo Pro Shop. Markins and Kirk and all sorts of Nikonian specific swag, neck straps, tripod leg wraps, caps, shirts, all sorts of stuff that show that you are a proud Nikonian. And you can also support our sponsors. Now you can see a lot of their ads up on the site and on the main page. There's even over there on the right a list of our sponsors, such as Think Tank Photo, who, by the way, are offering a free gift when you order something from their site. And the last time I checked, it was a free chimp cage, and I think it's still working that way, so check it out if you need some new bags or carry containers or anything to protect your precious camera. So, help us out. Join Nikonian's. Become a full member and keep us going. Now, in the news, we have the Nikon D80 preview. Yep, the new camera has been previewed, and you can check out some of the reviews. First of all, there's a joint review with Nikonian's and letsgodigital.org. That review itself is at letsgodigital.org, and I will try to get that link up in the blog for you guys. There's also a review on our community itself, and that's at www.nikonians.org/nikon/D80. And there is even a D80 users group that's been formed in the forums, and that's going to be in the blog as well. But if you know where all the other users groups are, such as the D50 or D200 users groups, or any of the film bodies, you'll find the D80 in the same place. So if you're interested in purchasing that camera and you want to know what's going on, check out the previews and see what people have to say. Now, also in the news has been that nasty little business with those flights at Heathrow and the UK and going to the US and that nasty, scary terrorism thing. Now, this has spawned a lot of questions because basically the airlines are saying no more carry-ons, nothing. And this can range from no liquids, but over in the UK they're not allowing anything to be carried on any of their flights. What does this mean for your camera? Well, it means that if you want to fly in the short term, you've got to pack it. Now, you can get a great bag, pack it securely, but that's going to have to be checked. Could it be damaged? Maybe. You know what baggage handlers are like. Well, you need insurance. Now, I was checking out some of the forums, and there was a comment that insurance never really covers full replacement. Well, here's where you're in luck if you're a member of Nikonians. We have our own insurance coverage for your gear. It's called Nike Secure, and it offers that free, well, not free necessarily. You do have to pay for the insurance, but it does cover full replacement. Now, if you have a new camera, this is even better because it does allow you to have your entire camera replaced if it is lost or damaged. And I think there's only a little bit of a deductible if it actually happens to be stolen itself. So, if you need some coverage for your gear, and we're nice, it doesn't necessarily all have to be Nikon gear, but we'd like it if it was. So if you're a member, that's even a silver member, but silver, gold, or platinum members can apply for this insurance, and the premiums start as low as US$150 for a US$5,000 coverage, and the insurance just goes up from there. So if you have a lot of gear and you plan on traveling, check out the Nike Secure Insurance, and that's at Nike Secure, I think it's .org. I always get confused with orgs and coms, but I will post that in the blog, and you can actually find the link on our homepage at the community. You can apply online, get your stuff covered right before you travel, and you are set to go. And as I recall, we actually have replaced somebody's camera that got damaged, so this might be for you. Now, another way to support our community is to help us out, literally, to help us out. There's jobs. We want you. If you want to make your photography hobby or your passion part of your job, check us out at www.nikonians.org/jobs. Again, I'll have that in the blog for you. There's several North American jobs, and I think one or two upcoming positions in Europe as well. Now, the other bit of news I have for you is about those surveys I mentioned. Now, a lot of you have filled out the membership surveys, kind of a bit of a demographic survey. And first of all, we want to thank you very much for filling that out. And we will have the first winner of the little contest chosen shortly. I don't have that information in my hot little hands as we speak, but you know how weekends go. Nobody ever works on the weekends. So hopefully by next week I will have that information out and let you know who won the contest. Now, from our forums, gotta get into the forums a little bit. Mike in Alberta is looking for some Nikonians in or near Edmonton. Now, that's in Canada, folks. So if you know another Edmonton, it's not that one. We're talking Canada here. You can get in touch with Mike if you're in the area in the Nikonians Travel and Meet forums, and I'll link that specifically for you so you can be in contact with him directly. And if you were in the forums yesterday, perhaps you noticed that there were no banners. There were no flashy ads. Banner-free Friday yesterday was brought to you by our one, our only Photo Pro Shop. So if you were happy about that, check out all the stuff you can buy at the Photo Pro Shop. And again, help support your community. We love bringing you these podcasts, and your support, your membership, even if it's going to one of our sponsors and buying directly from them, supports all of us here, bringing you the news, the information, the insights, and the updates from the Nikonians community. So thank you guys who are members, and if you're not a paying member yet, why don't you check it out with our free silver trial membership, see if you like what we have to offer, and you can quickly and easily upgrade from there. If you already have a membership, I'm on a silver, by the way, and I'm thinking of upgrading. You get more gallery space, and you might even get a really wicked cool Nikonians ID card. You know, I'm thinking of upgrading just for that ID card. Call me crazy, but I think it's really cool. Well, that's about it. Thank you for listening. This is Nikonians News Flash. I'm your host, Jessica O'Dell, and tune in next week for the latest updates from the Nikonians community. Oh, yeah. If you have any questions, comments, please email me at newsflash@nikonians.org, or you can jump onto the podcast feedback forum in the community and let us know what you think. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.